Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsis, sharing a daily inspiration with you this morning. This past week, I have been sharing on defending and preserving the faith. I touched on a few Old Testament characters, men, that have stood up and that have defended the faith in their Lord. And so far I have shared mostly of people from the Jewish race that believe that their God was very real to them, and they were willing to stand up for their God. And I'd like to do the same thing today. In the book of Daniel, you know, when we think about defending something or preserving something, it usually has a value to us. Normally we don't buy a big safe box that's made of steel, and that's very difficult for someone to break in to store something that has little value. Normally we would put something in there that is of great value to us. For instance, we at home, we have a little fireproof safe, and in there we keep our passports and our important papers, papers that we don't want lost or we don't want stolen. And I'd like you to consider that today. Is your faith in the Lord, is it valuable to you? Is it of any value to you? And as we look at the book of Daniel, it's very obvious that it had some value to Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, this is the account where soon after they were taken captive, and the king chose out some young men that he wanted to train and take through school and teach them the way of Babylon. And it was, he wanted to give them a high education, but he chose men, young men, that looked like they had potential. But in verse 8 it says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with wine, which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." Now it's interesting, here he was, away from his homeland, taken captive, and you know, I don't think we quite realize their city just got taken in. They must have went through a dramatic experience. Picture these walled cities where the enemy comes marching, and they see them coming, and the cry goes out, the enemy approaches, and the gates get barred shut, and the soldiers go up around the walls and get their weaponry ready, and the enemy comes, and finally, after days, they crash through, and they go in, and they take the children, and they kill these soldiers, and, you know, we don't realize how dramatic this must have been. These men just went through tremendous trauma. But here, he purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And why did Daniel purpose in his heart? Did he have something that was of value to him that he wanted to preserve, that he wanted to even defend? You know, if we have vegetables, we try to preserve them and keep them for the winter. And then another account we read, now this does not include Daniel, but it's of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we know the story well. The king sets up this big idol, and he tells everyone when the trumpet and the music starts, you need to bow down. And we know the story well. They did not bow down. Now, it's interesting to me, my friends. We all say we would defend the faith. We would, if someone were to break into our home and we would wake up, and he would be there and say, "Recant, Jesus Christ, or die." We probably would not. I'm hoping we wouldn't. But this was something they could, surely, they could have just bowed down and cried out to God, asked the Lord to, and just worship the Lord where they were. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you had to stand up. I know for me and my family, once we were in a situation where everyone was asked to stand for the sake of a patriotic rehearsal, and we didn't. We stayed sitting. You know, it was kind of a awkward feeling to just stay sitting, but this was a matter of life or death. And we read in Daniel 3:6, says, "And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fire furnace." You know, they could have surely said, "Okay, we're going to try to not be there. We're going to try to skip out of this event. We're going to act like we're sick. We're going to," I mean, men can come up with all kinds of excuses to try to slip around in giving a true account for what they believe. I mean, I know there's instances in some churches where you're asked to be there, and maybe someone is being reprimanded or being even excommunicated, and people sometimes find a way of slipping out of being there because they don't want to share their true feelings. But here, these men stood up. They defended the faith. They were not ashamed of it, and they knew it meant death. And Daniel 3:17, it says, "If it be so, our God," whom they're answering to the king, because they did not bow down, and the king he's angry. And this is their response to him. "If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king." I mean, wow. Telling the king right in the face that he's going to deliver us out of his hand. I mean, you realize the faith that they had. They knew they were going to get put in that furnace. There was no doubt in their mind. But they were willing to stand, can I say, to almost test their God, to make it so God does not make a mockery out of himself. They were willing to stand up and say, "Okay, Lord, here's your chance. I mean, show this wicked king how real you are." And they did. It said in chapter 3, verse 18, "But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." This is incredible. This is men that are, and remember, these were young men. We believe they were young men at that time. And then in Daniel 6 is the account of where the decree was sent out that no one is allowed to pray except to the king. And it says in chapter 6:10, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house." Mark that. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew in his mind, okay, wow. He just said, "I'm not allowed to pray to my God." He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He could have stayed inside. He could have. It challenges me, my friend. It challenges me, brothers and sisters, that this man didn't pray behind the closed shutters when he knew people were watching. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Verse 11, "Then the men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God." And we know the story well. He got thrown into the lion's den, and the Lord preserved him. And I'd like to just lay this out. I do believe the way the world is going, that not real far off, we may be tested for our faith. And we're even tested today. But let me go back to, I do think there's going to be a time where we're going to be tried for our faith. But today we see it happening more and more. There's these little nuggets of truth that we have taken for granted is being slowly taken away from us. And I'd just like to encourage each one of you to stand up for what is true and defend it like these men did. They said, King, we know that you can kill us, but we won't bow down. Actually, we know our God. Give your Lord a chance to show himself strong. Say, we know our God will take care of us. So that's just an inspiration I want to let with you today to be strong and to defend your Lord and to preserve the faith that he has given you. Lord, bless your day.